hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the line is Captain Cocktail.
Yes, some
what's
people,
happening?
More people know him as Captain Cocktail as opposed to Jeff Terode, the curator of South Florida Diving Headquarters in Pompano Beach. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm all right.
Getting rid of my tropical storm party hangover.
Yes. Well, you know, I was this close to starting to build an ark in Orlando. It's been raining so much this week.
It's not too late.
It's not.
I know if you live in Melbourne, you need an ark.
What, say that again?
If you live in Melbourne or that area up there, you almost need an ark,
well,
don't you?
That's the truth. Just to get around, just to get down the street, you need a boat. But you know, we're starting to dry out here, and looking at the bright side, I wanted to check in with you because, you know, after the first big storm of the season, you hear all these rumors that that's what has a tendency to stir up the Florida spiny lobsters. And, of course, we've had the lobster fever for the last few weeks here since the opening of Florida spiny lobster season. And I'm kind of interested in what is the latest report. What are you hearing? Is this worth a trip to run down there and, jump in the water and see if I can catch these lobsters walking or congregating for easy pickings?
Well, you know, I've always been on the fence with the big storm theory, but I tell you what, we did notice we had a pretty weak mini season and a kind of a weak opening to the season, but last week around Friday, we started seeing a lot more of them and started catching a lot more of them. People were starting to get their limits, and that storm was approaching us. It wasn't here yet, but, there may be some truth to it after all, you know. We haven't been able to get out. Today's the first day we've gotten out since the storm because obviously the visibility has turned up a little bit, but it's improved today up to about 35, 40 feet, so it's getting better as time goes on. But I have a feeling the lobster's going to be here this weekend, Greg. You may want to gas up the old vehicle and head down.
Well, they were there last time. You know, we didn't see a bunch of them until, of course, we got down to about 100 PSI at 70 feet at the end of our second dive, which is always what happens when you're hunting for lobsters. You don't find them until you're almost out of air, it
of
seems
course.
Like. But they were there, and we found this little area, and sure enough, I was looking here and looking there, and there's one. I'm like, okay, the lobsters are definitely out this year. It's just a matter of finding them and getting on the right spot. But I love this theory of this storm theory, and I've never actually attempted to go for it and just say, okay, you know, a storm just came through. It's time to get down there, do some lobstering. I'm very tempted. I think I might have to take you up on this offer, Jeff.
Yeah, I think I'd give it a try because I also heard this morning I got a call, unsubstantiated report, that they were walking in shallow water. So we weren't in shallow water this morning, so I can't say for sure, but I have seen them do it in water 8 to 10 feet deep, and they're just everywhere. So
yeah, so you have seen a lobster walk yourself personally. You have witnessed this. So what do they do? I mean, they just line up. I've seen video, but that's all I've seen really.
Well, so yeah, they line up and start marching. A lot of sometimes when they're disoriented a little bit, you'll see them in clumps. You know, you'll see 40, 50 in a clump, and then there'll be another clump. And then later on, they start to get more organized, and then they start to line up together and march. And they got one big shot in the front leading them all somewhere. nobody, I think, really knows, to be honest with you. I've heard theories before, but I don't think there's any scientific proof behind any of them.
Well, I've had dreams like this where you got 40, 50 lobsters lined up or in a clump like that, and you just get out your bag and you're just like, okay, I'll take this big one right here, and I'll take this one. I mean, how easy is it to catch them? Are they just kind of disoriented?
You take your net. You don't even need the tickle stick. You just take your net and you scoop. Then you usually have four or five in the net.
Well, do you still have the issue of you can't grab them because they're still too fast and they'd spook away and swim off real fast?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to use a net.
So you have to use a net doing that.
But you're always going to get two or three at least in the net, and then you just pick out the larger ones and leave the smaller ones because you're going to limit out pretty quick in a walk like that.
Well, that would be that is a lobster hunter's dream come true right there. I've definitely had the dream. I just haven't lived it yet.
It's really funny to see because when I, the last time I did it, it was in shallow water and the visibility wasn't that great, and they looked like weeds on the bottom. I thought, oh look, they're just clumps of weeds all over the place here. And I got closer down, I looked, it was antenna. They were everywhere. I was like, holy moly!
Really?
You almost drowned laughing.
Well, so were you beach diving or were you off the boat?
No, we were on the boat. We pulled the boat up into about 15 feet of water. And got out, and we'd take turns jumping in and snorkeling in. And then when we'd see them, we needed to use gear. If not, we'd just use snorkeling gear.
Wow. Well, man, I'm getting hungry. I think, you know, I better check the fridge, see if we have plenty of butter on hand. Because, you know, even last time when I went down there a couple weeks ago, I mean, I was shocked. I caught two big lobsters. I mean, some of the biggest I had caught in my lobster hunting career were right down there in Pompano, and they were tasty.
Yeah, it's strange. You never know from year to year when they come through what you're going to get. But that's what a lot of people were saying. They were seeing a lot of big lobsters. A lot of them still had eggs, but that's a good sign, though. We need the eggs.
Yep,
keep them coming, you know.
Keep them female lobsters intact. Let them drop their eggs, whatever they need to do, and make more lobsters for everyone. It's all
absolutely.
But it's so much fun, just the hunt. You know, someone asked me the other day, actually a neighbor's, I shared some of my lobster tail with them, and they came up to me and says, man, you know, that must have been pretty sweet. You got these big lobster tails. That was probably a good 40, 50 bucks worth of lobster meat there. And I was like, yeah. And he says, well, you did pretty good. You made some money on this deal. And I said, well, wait a minute, gas, the boat trip.
Was 40, 50 bucks a pound,
baby. Exactly. So it's not really about saving money when you're going for a lobster to catch there, but it's about the experience. It's about the fun, the thrill of the hunt, so to speak.
Absolutely. Right? It's a treasure hunt, basically. You're scourging the bottom to look for two little antennas sticking up.
That's right, and then you have to have that technique. It ain't like scalloping, which I talked about that a few weeks ago. That's like an underwater Easter egg hunt. I mean, once you find them, you just grab them, throw them in your bag, and you're done. That doesn't do it for me. But lobster, you got to find them first, and then you have to catch them. And
that's right.
Yeah, definitely there's a skill to that, isn't there?
Yeah, there's definitely a technique to it, and it's a technique especially to avoid damaging the reef while we're doing it, too. So
exactly.
That's what people need to be mindful of, you know. Just remember your impact there when you're trying to catch lobster. Try to minimize that as much as possible.
Yeah, don't touch the reef or minimize any contact with the reef as much as possible, and don't go after those females or shorts. Just don't bother them.
So, yeah, tearing into the hole and reaching in and grabbing and doing all that, all you're going to do is spook the lobster further back into the hole.
Right.
Best case scenario is just approach real slow, use your tickle stick to kind of tap them out and use your net, and it's much easier if you remain calm and don't get too excited about it.
Well, exactly, and that's one of the reasons why I go for the lobster looper technique. That's my lobster slayer technique. But you go for the tickle stick and net way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm still old school. I haven't stepped up to the looper. I don't know why.
Actually,
like you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah, well, good point. Yeah, I'm not nearly as old as you. But, you know, in your, in your dive store, I noticed you actually had some new style of net that I hadn't seen that was kind of shaped more in a oval long shape. Is that a new type of lobster catching net or just
they use a it looks almost like a cricket stick.
Yeah,
you've seen cricket. If you took the cricket and you just had the frame and you use clear monofilament, they use a clear plexiglass around it, and that shape is a smaller shape, but what they do is they come in behind the lobster, and supposedly the lobster can't see it because it's clear, and it's sits right where the tail, tail fits in there just perfect. And a couple of the instructors down here came up with, actually, I think it was designed, it's been around, but they just reinvented it. And
applied
selling
it.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, did they just recently apply that to lobster catching, or just something I haven't seen before?
No, I mean, I think that net has been around. It's mainly been with the guys, the really experienced guys are making them themselves. But now someone's got a hold of it, and they're actually distributing them through vendors, you know, on the open market. But it used to be I think the company called Slick used to make it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm not totally sure, but I know the company that's making it now is here locally in Pompano.
Yeah, well, it'd be more streamlined if you have to carry it around as opposed to one of those bulky fishing nets that you typically see lobster users using. And
Yeah. And
there'd be less surface area that, you know, you'd have a tendency not to bump into the reef as much.
Well, they use the same principle that they use on the tropical fish nets, that they can't see them. They're using clear plexiglass, clear monofilament, and that's the whole idea, is that the lobster doesn't see the net like they do with the other type net. So you almost don't need a tickle stick, but in order to get him out, you do, though. But
yeah.
A lot of times that will fit right in the hole, and you can go right in over the lobster and get around behind his tail and just pull him right out.
Well, that's an interesting technique. Yeah, yeah, that makes me wonder. I've been a disciple of the lobster looper for the last 5 years, but I saw that in your store there, and I'm like, I could see using that.
You come over to the dark side.
Well, I don't know that it's the dark side, but the more efficient side. I'm always looking for angles. You know me.
I know you. Trying to get those lobsters.
Hey, the lobster
being
slayer.
Being the lobster slayer that you are.
That's right. I mean, you have to work it as best you can, and you take every tool available to you to, keep the title of lobster slayer intact.
You're talking about lobster. Okay, I just want to be sure we're clear there.
Whoa, what are you talking about? God knows what else you could catch.
So you guys, come on down this weekend, Greg. We'll catch some lobster.
Well, all right. Well, let's see if we can make it happen. Of course, if you want to go diving for lobster, all you got to do is call up South Florida Diving Headquarters at 1-800-771-DIVE. Right, Jeff?
There you go.
That's
all
it.
All right, buddy.
Okay, Jeff, we'll make our plans accordingly. Hey, standing by, though. Now it's time to make some money for you as a diver, whether it's lobster or what, who cares, right? As long as it's cold, hard cash. Jeff Leishner is on the line. He was the third place winner of the Patty GoPro Challenge last year?
That's right. Yeah, the contest is you make a video no longer than 3 minutes that explains why you became a Patty Pro or why you're glad you're a Patty Pro, something along those lines. And I thought, $10,000 first prize, I might not win, but at least I got to try.
Well, 10 grand, that's pretty strong motivation there, isn't it?
It's not bad. I make a lot of videos for a lot less money than that.
I'm hip. All right, hold on. We'll find out what he did as, how his video won. Maybe he can share some tips for this year's contest, which is about to wrap up their entries. We'll tell you about it next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. A buzz each time I dive in.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the line is the third place winner from the Patty GoPro Challenge from last year. His name is Jeff Leishner. He's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Jeff?
Good. How are you, Greg?
I'm good. Okay, so we were talking about the video that you submitted last year was basically, and the same thing's going on for this year, but the video was why I became a paddy diving professional, correct?
That's it.
So obviously we can't show your video on Scuba Radio, but can you give us, in a nutshell, the angle you took with your video?
Well, I just explained who I am, where I work. We own Jack's Diving Locker here in Kona, Hawaii. So I showed some shots of our shop and our pool and our boats, and explained that I originally was certified by another training agency, but they were kind of coming up short, and so I switched over and became a paddy pro about 10 years ago. And I talked a little bit about some of the things that paddy does for us. Kind of trying to butter up Patty, you know, because I figured they're going to be the judges in this thing.
Hey, amen, brother. Brown nosing always gets you ahead, doesn't it?
Yeah. I tried to put some humor into it. I don't know if you remember Animal House, but there's a scene where...
Food fight!
The angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder.
Ah, okay.
So I kind of did that thing where the devil's saying that I was only doing a scuba instructor job for the chicks. But the angel was saying, no, that's not fair. He's a businessman. He does what's needed to help the customer. And put a little bit of that in there and showed me in the pool teaching a girl to snorkel. And she happened to be pretty attractive, but that was just a coincidence. And
surely it is. It always is.
I was selected as one of the finalists, and then they showed all the videos at the Patty Social at DEMA.
Right.
And they let the audience vote on the winners, and I ended up getting third place.
Excellent. Well, I don't guess you got 10 grand, but you got some recognition and a few other goodies, I'm guessing, right?
They gave me $2,000 for third place.
Hey, that ain't bad. That ain't chump change. I'll take 2 grand any day.
Absolutely.
So this year they're doing the contest again. They're getting ready to wrap up the entries. What's the deal with the videos? They're due when? September 15th, is that right?
September 15th, and in order to be in the contest, you have to have gotten a professional rating at some time. The deadline for that is September 1st, so between January 1st and coming up in like a week from now, you have to either have become a dive master or an instructor or an AI or maybe pick up a specialty rating, you know, become a night diving instructor if you're already an instructor, something like that.
I got it.
You do that by September 1st, and you submit the video by September 15th.
Then you have a shot at 10 grand or maybe 2 grand if you come into third place or whatever they're planning for the third place winner this year, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've only announced the $10,000 first prize. The prize money for second and third last year came as a surprise, and I don't know if they're planning to do the same thing this year or not. They haven't announced that.
Hey, just the recognition of knowing that you'll, you know, your video show in front of all your diving professional peers there at the DEMA show is quite a little feather in your cap, I'd say.
Yeah, I've actually had a couple people come into the shop in the last few months that came in because they showed my video. They're showing it at all the Patty updates when the reps go around and do their updates. So it actually has brought in some business.
Well, that's what it's all about, sharing the joy of diving, and that's why they're having dive professionals like yourself do this and making this contest available to everyone else. So September 15th for the videos, you have to be a dive professional or have that rating at least by the 1st. And then the 10 grand, hey, if you heard about it for the first time right here, we get 5%, I think. Isn't that right, Jeff?
Not for me. I'm entering this contest again, but I already knew about it.
Okay, I guess that's a little devil diver on my shoulder talking. I don't know. But it's good stuff. Jeff, thank you for being on Scuba Radio. Enjoy yourself in Hawaii, and thanks for the update. I'm sure our listeners appreciate it.
You're welcome. Nice talking with you. Have a good day.
Or I should say, aloha.
Aloha.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba.
Scuba, scuba, scuba. Scuba Radio.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explore Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explore Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explore Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
Barry's been standing by on the line. He's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Barry, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing, Greggy?
Good, good. So, you're down in South Florida there, right down there by Jeff at South Florida Diving Headquarters. He's telling me rumors are the lobsters could be walking after this storm, Tropical Storm Faye, cruised through your area. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think they'll be out there. They're usually disoriented with all this turning about of the water, and the water gets a little murky, so they come out and they think it's nighttime and say, hey, let's go take a stroll. And that's the time to go catch them.
Exactly. And, you got your boat down there. You know, Jeff's made me the offer to come down there and dive with him, but I'm thinking, hey, maybe what are you doing this weekend, Barry?
I'm not doing anything. If you want to come on down, come on. You know, go catch some bugs and check out the beautiful sunsets, because it should be really nice weather this weekend.
Well, there you go.
And the boat's running great.
Yeah, you got a little 17-foot Triumph boat, which is basically an indestructible dive vessel, right?
Well, so far indestructible. I guess if you come on it, then we'll test it for sure.
Okay, I'll put it through the ringer for sure. You got it. But it's made out of some kind of special material that you can hit it with a baseball bat, and it doesn't even hurt it. It's pretty amazing vessel. We hooked Barry up with some connections we had with Triumph through our World of Boating radio show. And I know you've been tinkering with this thing over the last few weeks. Didn't you just put a new stereo on it or something?
Yep. Captain Steve was able to get me a nice Jensen radio and or stereo, and I went out and bought a waterproof case for it and mounted it in the boat. And now all I got to do is pop some speakers in it, and we're going to be listening to some nice tunes.
Yeah, or we get some underwater speakers and find out what the lobsters prefer. And maybe we can just pump the tunes through the water column, and it'll be like, like the Pied Piper of lobsters.
Yeah, possibly. Actually, I think the boat may transmit the sounds quite well when I pop the speakers in. We'll throw you overboard, and you tell me what kind of music you hear coming out of it.
Okay, let me put on my Lobster Slayer antenna hat and kind of be at one with the lobster and think, what would I prefer to hear music-wise if I were a lobster? Hey, maybe this. I like it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm through with standing on land and seas I never get in. It's like I got on my mask, but I'm missing a fin. I'll get a 3-mil wetsuit, and if it gets cold, I'll just pee.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new rig and fizz as clear as gin, and a huge bathtub I can go diving in. Or I'll get a dive boat big enough for 10 plus me.
Tell me what you mean.
I'll need a dive car. no depth limit, and a big black sub with a bedroom in it. Gonna feel the effects of narcosis just past the depth of about 100 feet.
Been there, do that.
I wanna dive all day and hang at tiki bars, working on getting my advanced e-card. Some say I'm crazy, but that's okay for divers like me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'll get a dive knife, have my buddy do the same. I'd study the sea and know every fish by name. Cause we all wanna be just good divers, even if people think we're shark fishing lures. The girls look good and go with the flow as we all stay wet with scuba radio. Or plan a night dive out under the stars. Everything looks bigger when you look down there, where the guys need help and the girls don't care. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a diver. Hey, hey, I wanna be a diver.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, come on, let's face it. That's what it's all about. That's why we do this show every week. And I know one of the things that are missing on today's show is the voices that you typically hear interacting with me. Bill, the producer, is not in the studio with us today. He took the weekend off, but lo and behold, he has called up the Scuba Radio hotline. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Greg.
Well, you just you couldn't even get away for a weekend without having to check in. What's going on there, Bill?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I know that if left to your own devices, you're going to honestly, you need supervision, Greg. It's pretty much what it comes down to. So I've been supervising, and you're going lobster diving this weekend, aren't you?
Well, I'm wearing a helmet.
Yeah. And where am I, Greg? Am I there?
Well, no, that's why I'm wearing the helmet, I guess. I don't know. No, but what, you're complaining that I'm talking about going lobster diving and it's the only weekend you're not here, so you
once
can't go?
Once again, you're going lobster diving. You're going diving someplace again. No me.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, and that's what happens, man. You got to stay up to date with the travel schedule here, or just you got to follow the weather patterns. You know, this tropical storm Faye came through. It's rumored to have rustled up the lobsters here in Florida, Bill, and that's when you got to strike when the iron's hot. You hear what I'm saying?
That's good. Why don't you go diving with your hot iron and see how things work out for you?
Okay, well, it's not really a hot iron as much as it's a metal stick with a bent end on it that we call a tickle stick, so... You know, it's kind of like a hot iron, maybe.
Just like a hot iron.
Okay,
Greg.
All right. It's not. But it'll still be fun. Well, hey, it's not too late. You could still hop on board the party bus and head on down to South Florida and join us for some lobstering. What do you think? Barry seems to have an open boat and an open invite for us there, Bill.
I'm going to have to see if I can get my my travel people working on that.
Yeah, you got a whole agency that covers that for you, don't you?
I have a division.
A division, nice.
An entire division of a travel agency, which is devoted to my travel needs.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well, do you have your lobster or Florida saltwater fishing license and lobster stamp?
No.
Okay, well, then you're going to have some issues with catching the lobsters.
I'm going to have to get some people on that now.
You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to get your tickle stick. I assume you have a tickle stick.
Yeah. Should it have the raised pleasure dots or not?
Well, that would be a French tickler stick, and yeah, sure, I guess you could use that in a pinch.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands could change you forever.
Hey, this is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Until you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, well, you know, that was Tim, one of the dive masters on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. We're going to be out on one of their other boats in the Bahamas for a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise on September 6th with Wild Dolphins. Can't wait. I'm sure we'll make some friends with some of the crew members on that trip as well. Hey, standing by on the line are at least one of my favorite people on the planet and one of his new cohorts in crime, I guess. Bob Evans from Force Fins. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, fantastic, Greg. Blair and I are in here. We're the only ones in the office today. I'll tell you, it's trouble.
Yes. Well, what are you going to do? Yeah, Blair is one of your new, well, he's not that new anymore, I guess. He's been working with you for a while.
Almost a year.
Yeah, he comes over from Jean-Michel Cousteau's group, right?
That's correct. Ocean Future Society, and have a great opportunity over here, and it's been a great time, and it's actually an absolute fantastic Friday.
Absolutely. So you guys are working hard there in Santa Barbara today, but I wanted to get you on the line because it's been a while, Bob. We got to catch up, man.
I know. We need to go diving. We need to get Blair. We need to get wet. Blair was saying we need to go every Sunday, even if it's off the beach out here.
Why not? Hey, I believe California spiny lobster season's getting ready to kick off there on the left coast, isn't it? Have you heard?
It's starting. It'll be a couple months, but
you always got to
gear up and get out, get wet, and get your skills up to speed.
That's right.
Blair, tell them your favorite spot to get spiny lobsters.
Come on, where is it, Blair?
Yeah, well, it's the one that everybody knows. Let's just say that.
Yeah, the sewer outfall.
The sewer outfall?
I thought
he was going to say the grocery store. But,
that is. If I can find it at the store, and I know, you know, we have a fisherman's market here every weekend, so we go right down to the harbor and pick them up.
Okay, well, we don't have that luxury here in Orlando, so we have to do what we can. But my Force Fins, my Flying Force Fins, the new tan deltas that you can only get through Scuba Radio.
Yeah, everybody wake up. We just had two pairs. One went to Finland, and the other pair went off to someone in Spain, and we put up the picture. Blair put up the picture. Who's the picture of, Blair? David
Falco.
Yeah.
And he's in Spain, a commercial diver and a deep sea explorer, but he's just enjoying the fins, and it's a great model. It's a great model.
Yeah,
and the only place to get it's on Scuba Radio.
That's right.
So wake up, and they're in tan delta material. They're signed. They're numbered. We're up to number 55, so listeners, get on the phone. Call Greg or call me, and we'll get them sent out to you. They're expensive. They're beautiful. You can't beat it.
Yeah, if you just call 1-800-FIN-SWIM and say you want a pair of the Flying Force fans that you heard about on Scuba Radio, they'll hook you up for sure.
Yeah, only place on this planet. You can't get them in any store, can't get them anywhere. It's our support of We Love Scuba Radio.
Well, thank you, Bob. And I, you know, the thing is, I use these fins pretty much exclusively now. I mean, we get sent a lot of stuff here at Scuba Radio, but I got to tell you, these things are compact, so they pack lighter. They're shorter, so they're easier to get around on the dive boat. You can literally walk around the dive boat and not trip over your fin, so to speak, like most other divers. You have all the thrust and snap that you need in any kind of fin you could ever want, and they're extremely comfortable, and if that weren't enough, they're practically indestructible. This tan delta material is, I don't know, what is the deal with this material that it's made, that they're made out of, Bob?
It's like virtually pouring gold into a production mold, and then those upcurved wing tips, that came from Boeing's wind tunnel, and the stars and stripes, we're going to put up a story on Scuba Board about it. Blair and I have been working on it, because it's phenomenal, and there's never been a fin, a dive fin in this world has been stuck in Boeing's wind tunnel, and ours was stuck in there, and the engineers realized almost, what, 15 years ago, Blair?
Yeah.
Almost 15 years ago that if we upcurved those wingtips, we would get rid of those little vortices on the, hey, that must be someone calling, wanting to fins from Scuba Radio.
I think so. That's what it sounds like. Tell Mom to just wait till we're done, okay?
Yeah. They're going to get the answering machine. We'll be with them in a minute.
Exactly.
That's what happens when you leave, when Vicky takes off and leaves me and Blair in the office. It's trouble.
That's right. Well, hey, what are you going to do? But, yeah, you know, the Flying Force fins are really cool fins, and I'm not saying that because we're trying to sell these things or make them available to the listeners. I mean, I really use them. I really like them. And just so everybody gets an idea, if you've seen the original Force fins, they're very similar, but they have these little edges, or the edges of them are turned down, little wingtip things.
Yep.
Like you said,
they track, they're tighter tracking, and they're just a tight, they're actually a future Force fin from the original design that was made back in the 70s. It's our next model, but like I say, the only place you're going to get your hands on them is by supporting Scuba Radio, and that's it.
If nothing else, they are such a conversation starter. I'll be on the dive boat, and I'll be all geared up, getting ready to jump off the boat, and somebody will look down at my fins and go, what the heck is he wearing? And we start talking. I'm like, hey, them are pretty cool. Yeah. And, you know, that's how it started. And that's all. It's a social sport, so why not? Right, Bob?
Yep. So support Scuba Radio and get a pair of these fins, and you'll set yourself apart from the rest of the crowd, that's for sure.
Definitely. Hey, by the way, Bob, you know, last time we were together, we were at 40 Fathom Grotto, and
yeah,
we were talking to Nikki and Abby earlier in the show.
Yep.
They're going through their dive instructor training there now.
Yep.
What do you think of that? Having mermaids as dive instructors.
Remember the tail?
Yeah, I do. We have pictures stored away in a safety deposit box, just in case I ever need to blackmail you in the future.
Oh, yeah. You sound like J. Edgar Hoover. You got the goods on me for sure.
Oh, boy. No, it was all good. I mean, come on. Seriously, how could you possibly?
Oh, that 40 fathoms. We had such a great time. We were moving a little slow the next morning, if I remember correctly.
Maybe just a little. Maybe just
a
little.
We kind of stirred up a little trouble with the security people down there, if you remember.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking we're taking the mermaids out on our next liveaboard trip, so we'll have to get them in their force fins.
Well, we'll just keep our fingers crossed. And we'll be able to escape out of here and come and join you for sure.
You got it. No doubt about it. All right. Once again, it's 1-800-FIN-SWIM for Force Fins. Bob, have fun there in Santa Barbara. We'll check in with you again real soon.
Sounds great. Take care, Greg.
You too, Blair. Take care, buddy.
You bet. Thank you.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Bye, Greg.
Here on the island.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
This is Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort on Andros in the Bahamas. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. No Scuba Radio broadcast would be complete without having my buddy Neil Watson check in, and I don't know if he's diving, but he is on the line. How you doing, Neil?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. What's happening?
Well, your connection sounds a little shaky there. Where are you checking in from today?
Well, I'm in Napa Valley. I'm doing a little wine tasting here. It's quarter of one, and we're just hitting our third vineyard.
Uh-huh.
I love this place. I mean, you know, you have wine for breakfast, and then you go from there, you know. Nobody goes out at night because they're hammered by five.
Oh, good point. Okay, so you're in Napa Valley, California, doing a little wine tasting. Obviously, no diving going on today, but...
I'm diving today. I'm meeting up with... I'm going back to Frisco tomorrow, and I'm meeting up with my buddy... Dan Emke from Oceanic and Bob Hollis, the owner of Oceanic and Aries, and we're going to do a little dinner and talk diving and saving the world and all of that. And and then hopefully going to the islands tomorrow and getting wet, or next week and getting wet.
Oh, going back over to the Bahamas.
Yeah, boy. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's 80 still. So, you know, the air temperature is 80, water temperature and visibility, so this is my time of year for diving.
I got it. So what happened? You're usually down in Fort Lauderdale. Did this hurricane or tropical storm Faye just said you've had enough of this? It's time to head over to Napa Valley, California, and get away from this and just, you know, have some fun?
Well, you know, it was my birthday last week.
What? Did I miss that?
The lovely lady said, you know what? Let me take you to Napa for a little wine tasting. And I said, well, that sounds cool.
So you've been out there a whole week.
Well, we came out Wednesday, and we're going back Monday.
Well, that sounds like a typical Neil Watson birthday party, is my point. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, I know. It was either, I almost did a big blast in Fort Lauderdale, but we opted to, the weather was a little sloppy, so, you know.
Yeah, and make it a little bit more of a private affair. I understand totally. But that's cool. All right, so you're out on the left coast, then you're going up to San Fran, check in with some of your dive buddies, then off to the islands. He's living the life. Neil Watson, hardest working man in the dive industry, I think. I don't know, it doesn't sound like it's that may be the case today. But, hey, everybody wants to be you, right, Neil?
I think we're going to have to change it to
Hardest partier in the dive industry. He has that title, hands down, no doubt about it. All right, that'll do it for this edition of The Big Show. Remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
He's little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 not the water. Yeah, we didn't look here, now we didn't look here. Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.